for people's ideas in terms of what they think are the heritage priorities or the heritage actions over the next 5 years to include in that plan. Just trying to support really local groups out there and individuals who want to either identify the heritage that's there, to conserve it, maybe to manage it better, how to promote it or how to interpret it. So really the plan is really kind of guided at that. So again, I would ask people to think about what would help them to look after the heritage in the way that they would like to look after their heritage. And again, that heritage can be, it can be our natural heritage, which can be wildlife or habitats or flora, fauna, geology. It could be our built heritage, like historic buildings, landscapes, parks and gardens. It could be our archaeology, such as monuments and artifacts and shipwrecks, or our cultural inheritance, like traditional skills, folklore, traditions, or archives.
Are there things in Donegal that perhaps you and Donegal County Council aren't even aware of that are in local communities and just sit there almost undiscovered? We know of several abandoned villages around the county, several areas where there are, as you've said, artefacts, where there are old buildings, old ruins that perhaps are being overlooked and have some potential hidden within them that just needs to be opened up and explored.
Absolutely. And again, I think two local people are best able to identify those. They know the local history. They know the heritage that exists in their own communities. And of course, there's always new heritage that's coming to light or being, I suppose, really being rediscovered. Like you said, it might be architectural ruins that might tell you about sort of past settlement patterns, or it might be archaeological sites. People think that we know of all the archaeology that exists in the county, but every year there are more archaeological sites being rediscovered, and that's being added to our record as well. So it's very important that people bring forward that information and let us know about it, so that we can actually at best document it and see then how we can conserve it and manage it. And you know, again, we have groups that are engaging more and more with the heritage in their own communities and getting involved in its conservation and its management and its preservation, and we would certainly encourage people to continue to do that.